Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Steph Curtis is hanging out in the studio here. Steph, are you listening to any of this? Or are you working online?
Because I was working online and trying to send out pictures and reviews of some of the books.
But here's why I'm bringing you in on this, because you know that I love Jane Eyre and I read Jane Eyre like once a year, if
and
not twice.
And you talk about Jane Eyre at least once, if not twice a week.
Shelley, she is a woman after
Shelley,
my own heart.
Yes, but Shelley is influencing my Jane Eyre admiration here. I don't know that I'm going to read that novel again the same way.
It's good to have your favorite novels morph and
re-examined. Is that what you think?
Re-examine them. Because you're not going back to them necessarily to have the same exact feeling, go back to the well
for the
same feelings, but especially for something that rich.
I want to bring Tracy Mumford in on this because she's here for the thread question, and hopefully Shelley will hang out for that. What do you think of that idea? I like what Shelley said about the comfort of home, but letting some skepticism creep in about why we are comforted with those novels the way we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think we like to reread things because we find something new every time. If every time we read our favorite book again, it was exactly the same comfort food, I think we would get bored of it. So I think you should go back looking for different things.
But she's made me a little uncomfortable with Jane Eyre now and my reason for admiring it the way I do.
But if you can't separate how you feel about Jane Eyre now from how you felt about Jane Eyre before this conversation, right? I mean, you know you love Jane Eyre and you just learned something different about it. I mean, I think it's okay.
And you can tell other people that you're reading Pride and Prejudice because it's an examination of class differences and it's a family drama and comedy.
I see.
But in the end, you kind of know that it's because it's about Darcy and Elizabeth and romance.
So I want to know what Shelley has to say about that.
Well, I think that when you contextualize the world in which these stories were created, I think they become even more alive.
They do.
In your
they're
mind.
They're richer.
Yes, because I mean, let's approach Jane Eyre, for instance, because it is also one of my favorite books. But now, as I have created this book for myself and have discovered all that was happening and other women that were writing at the same time around the same concepts, you see that Jane Eyre was really very lucky in the way that she worked as a governess for some £30 a year, which is drudgery. But she marries Mr. Rochester, who, and it has to be said, in metaphorical terms, he is actually brought down to her level after having been maimed after the fire in the end of the story. So he's not even this big, huge, towering
male.
Just that it takes a maiming to bring him down to the...
Oh, my gosh. We could spend an hour. Maybe we should sometime talk
about
Jane Eyre.
Yeah, I would love that. But truly, I mean, I would never want to say that you shouldn't enjoy your books for what they are.
And you're not saying that.
Yeah, because I'm right there with you. Even after all this, I still love a good romp through Sense and Sensibility. And then I put it down and go, oh, Shelley.
Will you stay around for the thread question?
Happily.
Okay, good.
You.
So Tracy Mumford is here with the thread question. And tell us what it is.
So what books are being turned into TV shows in the next year?
Yeah.
For those of us who love seeing how people dare to take our favorite books and put them on the screen, it's a fun list. So we have The Knicks by Nathan Hill, a local author here, which is being turned into an HBO show. It has Meryl Streep attached.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And J.J. Abrams, whose last big project was Star Wars, is taking on The Knicks. So be curious to see. That's this mother-son story about estrangement and radical politics, and it's kind of this kaleidoscopic perspective jumping novel. So that'll be exciting. For the kid set, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events is hitting Netflix in January. They tried this before with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
They're trying it again with Neil
Patrick
Harris.
Meryl Streep was in that one, too.
Meryl Streep was in
the original Jim Carrey version.
What went wrong with that, Steph?
It seems smaller than life. It was one of the world didn't quite come to life in the movie, and Jim Carrey didn't take it over, but it seemed small. It didn't seem big enough and did not get the tone right. So maybe the TV show will.
Yeah, we'll see. So there, all those episodes will come out in January. Another big one coming up is Big Little Lies, which is this domestic drama by Leanne Moriarty. It's going to have Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Shailene Woodley in it. So this is like the most star-studded
and Laura
book
Dern.
Adaptation. Laura Dern, David
Laura
E.
Dern.
Kelly is producing
wow,
it.
Wow,
that's like this is a that's a film, not a
no, it's a TV show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So Big Little Lies, if you haven't read it, is this kind of domestic drama about a group of women and their children and their husbands. And
I
kind
haven't
of
read it, but I'm
everything gets tangled
really
up in each
yeah.
other. Also, Anne of Green Gables, it's coming yeah. back. They've done it a million times. They're doing it again.
I'll bet you Shelley is an Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah. Oh,
lover.
How did you know?
I mean, because I am, and I can tell you're a kindred spirit. This is always dangerous territory for me because, again, I love that book and I love what my imagination made of that book. And if they get this wrong, there'll be no going back.
Them.
Trace, who's in the cast? Do you
they
know?
The cast is not out yet, okay. but one of the women working on the writing team is from Breaking Bad. Obviously, it's a change in tone from Breaking Bad to Anne of Green Gables, but I'm interested to see what happens. But this, I'm excited about. I get more excited about books turning into TV shows than books turning into movies.
I do too, and because we're in the mm-hmm.
they
in
have
the platinum
the time
gold,
and the
wonderful,
and yeah. they don't have to squash a 13 book series into
right.
1 hour.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where these go.
Right.
Megan Follows was the greatest Anne of Green Gables. She was amazing. It'll be hard
oh,
to top
throwing,
that.
Throwing down
love,
there.
I loved her. Yeah. She was, and she, you've got to follow Anne from being a child to being a young woman. So you've got to find an actress who can play a child.
Right.
And then in a few years have the depth to be a great woman
right.
also.
Yeah.
And Megan Follows
just,
manage that.
You're messing with the coming of age thing and how I know and how important that is as a when you're a young girl and you mm-hmm. read that story. Danger. Danger ahead. Shelley, this is really great to have you here.
Happily. I'm loving it.
And Shelley DeWeese's book is called Not Just Jane, Rediscovering Seven Amazing Women Writers Who Transform British Literature. And Trace, it's on the Thread page, right?
Yep.
And you can catch it on the podcast if you're just catching part of the conversation now. Read all about it on the Thread, nprnews.org/thread.